Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
How are you now? It's yours truly, James Whelan, occasional talking head for smallcaps.com.au. Welcome back, and a beautiful special presentation that we've got here on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I am joined by Kerry Matthews, CEO of Loxley Resources, stock code on the Australian Securities Exchange, LKY, which is developing the Mojave Critical Minerals Project in California. I've been out there. It's a fascinating part of the world. Beautiful part of the world. One of the few emerging sources of US-based antimony supply. Little update. The company has just released a major technical milestone as the successful production of 99.5% purity antimony trioxide from feedstock at the Desert Antimony Mine. This directly supports the US strategic rebuilding of their domestic mine-to-market critical minerals capability. Kerry, I've got here on the little script that I've got, Secrets of the Trap. Great to have you back, but this is actually the first time that we've met.
It is. Thanks for having me.
What's not a problem at all. Welcome to smallcaps.com.au. I hope to have you here many, many times. Now, who are you and what are you doing with my company?
I'm relatively new to the junior space. I've been with Loxley coming up to 6 or 7 months now. I was brought on board to really drive home our mine to market strategy, which is, you know, upstream all the way down into downstream capability for our Mojave project in the US. My background is mostly out of the majors, and I have a major projects background. So multi-billion dollar format, turning on assets into existing supply chains. I've also got critical mineral experience as well with the Eneabba Rare Earth Refinery with Iluka Resources. I've been in mining and resources for sort of 18 to 20 odd years, and have worked in a number of different jurisdictions and commodities, but mostly for the majors. So I'm really excited and have been really excited to step in as CEO for Loxley Resources.
Okay, great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the Loxley story become one of those majors as well, and that's under your tenure, which is going to be sensational. It is positioning itself as a vertically integrated US-based supplier of critical minerals, particularly antimony, which we're going to be talking about today. It's been one of the hot topics for the last about 12 months, I'd say. Essential for defense, electronics, and flame retardants. Now, you're advancing the Mojave project in California with a strategy that spans the mining, processing, and the refining, including both traditional pyrometallurgy and your deep solvo metallurgical, only needed one take at getting that right pathway. Run us through, give us a quick overview if you can, please, Kerry.
So Loxley is located in California. We're a dual commodity prospect and deposit out there with antimony at the Desert Antimony Mine. That's a historic working mine from the early 90s. There are underground adits and existing mineralization. We've commenced our maiden drilling program out in the Mojave as we speak. And our focus is really around delivering onshore capability or reindustrializing onshore capability in the US for critical minerals processing and refining, specifically focused around antimony processing and refining capability. So our mine to market really focuses on that upstream. Of course, we have our exploration and development strategy within our business, but we're really focused on that downstream capability and standing up facilities in the US and really forging a path forward in partnership with the US to stand up a legitimate supply chain for critical minerals such as antimony. And as you rightly called out, it is a crucial ingredient or crucial mineral for defense applications and munitions, but it's also an excellent fire retardant that has applications both in defense and in civilian applications. So it is one of those minerals that is in everything, but people probably haven't heard of it beyond the last sort of 12 to 24 months. But the current situation in the US is that they rely quite heavily on imports out of China for antimony supply, and their preference is to move to an onshore capability for developing and standing up their own supply chain. And Loxley is really well placed to support those endeavors.
All right. Well, that's a beautiful overview. And I agree wholeheartedly on, well, pretty much everything you said. And that's why you're in the job. And I'm also in this job too, which is great. Now run us through, what is achieving 99.5% I'm used to talking about HPA. So 99.5% purity antimony trioxide. What does that actually mean for the project?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a representation and validation of our metallurgical pathway. We communicate regularly with the market around our endeavours to optimise the metallurgical profile for our desert antimony ore and feedstock. And we have been undertaking a progressive optimization process through processing and now into refining. And it represents validity of that pathway for our efforts, but also utilizing locally produced products, utilizing feedstock from our Mojave project on US soil. So it's a big step forward for us, and it's a validation of our process. And it's certainly an indicator to the market of our ability to produce and deliver a product into a market like the US, where there is undersupply of local production capability. And we've been able to produce a product in that market or for that market.
Well, okay, now let's talk about helping out with what it is that they're doing. So, and we've seen under Trump, and even I think that even if he wasn't there, you would see a push for this similarly, regardless of who was in charge. But the idea of deglobalization, making sure that people produce their own things, especially important for America and front row center for them. Almost all of its antimony is imported, and it has limited refining capability as well. Bit of a tricky situation, but it's good. This is where you guys, one man's weakness is another person's strength, I suppose. Is the result that you've just announced in the context of restoring a domestic supply chain for the US?
Yeah, it's very important for Loxley in the context of the US critical minerals discussion and policy advancement that is underway at the moment. The US has provided very clear signals and have been very active. The thematic is gaining momentum in the US to establish onshore capability for critical minerals. The geopolitical or the macro view of the Western countries' awareness of just how reliant most countries are on imports from China with respect to critical minerals is front and center around the discussion and the importance of mining and mineral resources. So what we've been able to achieve and communicate with the market around delivering this trioxide product, it not only validates our strategy, as I said, and our ability to deliver into that refining space, but it also supports the endeavors of the current political climate to stand up that supply chain. And it really is in that partnership and in step with what it has been a very clear driver for the US.
Now, thank you for that. This result comes from the desert antimony mine ore. And what does that tell you about the underlying quality of the Mojave Project feedstock?
So it tells us that we have a clean, processable antimony mineralization out at Mojave. We have been able to progressively deliver results as we increased our metallurgical knowledge of the mineralization or of the deposit out there. We delivered a very high grade concentrate late last year that then developed a 100% American made ingot. We've continued to progress and refine now to a trioxide product. So it shows that we have a high grade deposit out there and that we have mineralization, as I said, maiden drilling. So still yet to see the outcome of that. But the ore, the processing, the metallurgical profile is continuing to encourage around the high level or the high grade of purity that can be achieved and the products that are necessary for antimony to deliver into a market like the US. And the demand of those products are clear and we're able to respond to that demand. So it's a highly encouraging progression of our understanding of the mineralization out there.
Okay. Now you're running, let's talk about the pathway to processing clarity. You're running both a pyrometallurgical optimization program and the deep solve technology pathway, and you're running those in parallel. How do those dual routes de-risk the development?
Yeah, so the pyro process is a well-trodden path, an understood refining process. We have partnered early with Rice University to really advance the innovation for the hydromet process and seeing if we can support advancement of innovation around the DES or a DES solvent as a more efficient replacement to existing solvents and how that might enhance our back end or our downstream processing around efficiency, environmental considerations, so on and so forth. So what it offers to advance both at the same time is really around a technical redundancy. So we have both pathways in the event that the rice research takes a little bit more time or further refinement, that we then have an existing pyro pathway that we can default to whilst we continue to research, support, and lean into a more innovative approach to a hydromet. And it just really gives us that flexibility to advance our downstream processing strategy in real time. We've always been very clear that we are adopting a non-traditional accelerated approach to producing an antimony product into the US market. And so a mechanism of that is that we have multiple work fronts moving forward at once rather than a more traditional approach that is staged. So that just is our redundancy to be able to move forward with the downstream processing capability.
Okay, well that makes, I think I'll have to play that back so that I can actually get a better grasp on that. It does sound like a good plan, though, running it in parallel. Now let's talk about the next technological steps. The announcement mentions ICP analysis. I do love a TLA, three-letter acronym. So the ICP analysis, batch scale-up and repeatability studies.
Yeah.
And what are the key milestones that investors should be watching out for the next 3 to 6?
So the ICP process is really around the continuity of the concept development. So we've got our initial sort of lab scale proof of concept, the process validation, and then our pilot readiness. And this is sort of an aspect of delivering that product. So it really confirms the exact metal to impurity concentrate or concentrations. So the ICP confirms the exact metal to impurity profile for our product so that we can continue to repeatedly test and deliver a product, and that will then de-risk our pilot and our downstream phase two commercial metallurgy or mineralization profile characteristics. So it's just the continuation of the process to secure repeatability of that product development. It's a very standard process in metallurgy processing that we are adopting in the next phase and evolution for us as a company.
Perfect. So let's now talk about the good stuff. It's one thing having it, it's another thing to sell it. Now let's talk about some commercialization and offtake side of things. You say the product will be targeted for qualification with strategic partners, metals traders, and government supply chain participants, which are becoming more important than ever.
Mm.
What does the commercial pathway look like from here for you guys?
Look, I mean, that view is certainly unfolding as we move forward. The first phase or the first few phases is demonstrating that you can make the product and that you can deliver that product with certainty. And so that's what we have been very rapidly leaning into as a company, and to deliver that certainty. The next phase of that is to continue host and continue discussions with those parties, as you list there, to demonstrate our capability and demonstrate that long-term viability in the form of offtake and product delivery. So, you know, we see this as the first and sort of second process to then really lean into those discussions with some qualifying information being our trioxide product.
Perfect. And I can see that happening. It happens. It's very slow. And then all of a sudden it's just out of the blue. So it's just all done at the moment, the way it seems to be working. At various, and not to say there's anything in the pipeline, obviously, but it's funny I talk to a lot of small companies at mining conferences and all around the world, as I do as part of this job. And then one day you just wake up and there's some government department that's taken a 5% stake in your company, and that's just you're set for life, and that's pretty much it. Smile on your face, it never goes away. It's like a little jackpot, but it's very important. It does show how vital companies like yours and those other companies are to governments, and to be able to secure their supply chains for all of the different things they need, not just defense. Yeah, it's for everything else. So let's talk about that. Loxley is one of the few US-based antimony projects pursuing an integrated mine-to-market model. How does this differentiate you from other players in the market?
Well, just in and of that, their strategy is really focused on delivering into the downstream. The recognition that the bottleneck is processing and refining in the US was made by our team quite some time ago. And as I said, my background is major projects. I've joined to deliver that facility and that capability into the US market onshore as leading Loxley through that. We recognize the need for facilities to be able to process onshore. There was an executive order issued down from the president in January to that effect that said it's not the national security risk isn't necessarily around the onshore ore extraction or the mining capability. It's around the bottleneck associated with facilities to process and refine. And that represents the national security risk. And so we have been alert to that for some time. And as I said, working really quickly and rapidly to to build out a strategy, and that strategy continues to mature and strengthen as we deliver news like today, the trioxide product, through utilizing our onshore project and or through a process of labs in the US and our team guiding that process. So it is a key differentiator for Loxley and something that's really exciting for us as a company.
Perfect. And I'm excited to stay along with it as well. Kerry, if we go, so let's take you and I are going to talk 1 year from now. Let's look and let's manifest this. What does this actually look like? What does success look like for this company for us?
Success will mean a strategic partnership of some kind that supports our endeavor and phased approach to deliver a facility onshore in the US. And that is, in the first instance, to be a pilot plant that de-risks our second phase of a commercial facility, continuing to advance our Mojave project and definition out there, but really focusing in on innovation through technology, facilities for processing and refining, and being a key player for the critical minerals market in the US and the global conversation around security of supply and security of product development into the US and other allied countries to provide security. That's what I think we will contribute to. And if we're speaking in 12 months' time, I expect that we will be a player in that. And I might even be talking to you from the US.
No, I think that it's probably preferable that you and I are speaking in somewhere in, well, what's the closest place? When I went out to visit the site, it was from Vegas. Yeah, I suppose it'll have to be out on site again, wasn't it? But yeah, I am looking forward to getting back and say g'day to all the people who are out there too. I'm sure. I think you mentioned Harry is still out there. He's an absolute legendary bloke. We shared a tomahawk steak last time. It had been a long day out on site, and you get off the tools. I helped him reverse park a trailer, one of those little bobcats. It's just, we're out there, sleeves up. I had a beer in my hand. Obviously, he didn't, but that's just
none
how
of that
goes.
Happened for anybody listening.
No, that's all right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on this one here, Kerry Matthews, CEO of Loxley Resources.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Stay safe, everyone, and all the best. I'm James Whelan for smallcaps.com.au.